have a rock and roll party.
Come on, boy.
Abbey Road Records show.
Heavy metal, rock and roll is always going to be with us. Day after day, year after year, it's never going to die.
Who likes rock and roll? Yeah!
Abbey Road Records show.
Put down the boxing gloves and try and just get it together.
Well, hey, Laba! Put on your sleeveless jean jacket, studded armbands, and high-top sneakers, because the Shabby Gang is all 80s metal on this edition of Super Segments, where we dive back down into the briny deep of Shabby episodes past to retrieve some priceless heirlooms. These precious moments are sure to fetch top dollar at any estate sale. You may be asking yourself, why? No new episode. Are these guys lazy? No. We're not lazy. We are concluding our last summer tour dates with our pal Louis Prima Jr. As you're hearing this, AD and I are sipping Bloody Marys at an LAX airport bar, staring at our phones, occasionally dozing off. Now, you can't call that lazy, can you? Oh, wait, you probably can. First up, we have AD discussing his old pal, Dio, playing a great track from the era in which he was palling around with Wendy and Ronnie Dio. Pretty cool. The Sacred Heart Tour. Following that, I enrage AD by playing one of his least favorite bands, Quiet Riot. And it is, in fact, a riot on the show. And you thought he hated Motley Crue. Before I jab the space bar to stop this recording, let's open our minds to the existence of alltheworldsastage.net. If you are looking to create some future priceless heirlooms for your creative endeavor, visit our pals first. Be the star of future garage sales by getting your logo slapped onto future old luggage, future old candy dish, future old half-broken vacuum cleaner, future old gaming system with missing power supply, future old missing power supply. You get the picture, right? For all of your merch needs, head over to alltheworldsastage.net and tell them AD and Ryan sent you, and you can take an extra 10% off of their already low prices. All right. Let's hit this space bar. Let's get our metal on.
Ricky, how many minutes are we at over there?
Like half an hour.
Half an hour.
Oh,
Jesus.
That's a new one.
We got to get going. Okay, come on, let's go. Liz is picking. Left all or right hand.
Okay, so since nothing's gone right, I'm going to pick left.
Red.
Seven in a row. Seven in a row.
Are you kidding? Seriously?
Wow.
All right, man.
That is a record that will stand.
I'm sure that's a good thing.
For many a year.
All right, here's what we're going to do. Let's keep it brief. Oh, fuck. We can't keep this brief. There's so many great imitations to be had here.
Oh, God. Another Black Oak Arkansas record?
No. A Dio album.
Oh, Dio. Is that which was Sacred Heart?
Sacred Heart.
Nice.
Sacred Heart. This is Warner Brothers. It's Sacred Heart by Dio. Came out on Warner Brothers August 15th, 1985. I'm going to play the title track, Sacred Heart, which is side one, track two. Written by Dio, Vinny Appice, Jimmy Bain, and Vivian Campbell. Viv. Produced by Ronnie James Dio. This is their third album as a band. It peaked at number 29. On Billboard, Ronald James Patavona on lead vocals.
Yes.
Jimmy Bain on bass. Claude Schnell on keyboards. The classic lineup, right?
Right, this is
it. Vinny Appice on drums. And the soon-to-be-sacked Vivian Campbell on guitar.
Yeah, he was on his way out.
Yeah, this is his last Dio record, man. Now he's with, I don't know who he's with.
He Def
was
Leppard.
With Whitesnake for a while. And Def Leppard, right? But, yeah, he pissed off the wrong people a few times. And I have a quote from Ronnie.
Ooh, can we get Ronnie from beyond to say this quote?
Ron Beyond.
Ron Beyond.
For me, Viv wasn't even there for this record.
Thank you.
Wow, Dio, thank you so much for joining us.
Yes.
That was amazing.
But, you know, I mean, it was a brutal tour, man. You know, I mean, brutal tour. They went out from October 85 to November 86, and they were everywhere. I looked at those tour dates, and I saw them a few times on this tour with my good friends, the former Sue Davis, the current Sue Mancini, who's a great, great, great friend. She married Mark Mancini. Shout out to Mark and Sue. But it was Sue who introduced me to Ronnie. And she's like, you guys are going to look great. And she took me to a lot of shows and got to know those guys pretty well. Got to know Ronnie pretty fucking well. And, you know, I've said it before on this show, there is no one, there's no better gentleman, there's no finer gentleman in the history of rock and roll than Ronnie James Dio. And I say that with love in my heart and absolute sincerity.
You don't see too many people talking bad about Dio. You know, of course, now that he's passed away, but even when he was alive and everything, everybody's just like, dude, that dude's like the nicest guy and a cool hang and just very soft-spoken. And
I've never heard one bad story about Ryan. You know how, like, you know, you could do 1,000 great things and hiccup once, you know, and they remember the hiccup. I've never heard one hiccup story about Ronnie James Dio. I mean, it's just like you can't find one. He's just that way 24/7. Mellow guy, hysterical, funny, in a quiet kind of way, you know. But and just a passionate motherfucker, you know. He's a great, great guy, and so he's missed.
Let me go back to the Sacred Heart album. He says that
Viv wasn't even there for this record.
Yeah. Does that mean that it's not Vivian, or
it is? He meant spiritually and all that. They were at odds. Yeah, and Vivian wasn't happy, and he ran his tater a few times. Apparently, that within earshot of people that he shouldn't have run his mouth in front of.
He ran.
And that's all I know.
He ran his tater.
He ran his tater.
I don't know what that means.
I don't either. But the tour was awesome. You know, I got to see a few shows on that tour, and it featured the inflatable dragon, you know, of course.
As chronicled in the Dio Live at the Spectrum.
Yes.
Of course, it was
originally named Dean, then changed to Denzel.
You're talking about the dragon.
The dragon, yes. And I think it was the Baltimore show. We were watching it, and Sue and I. I think it was the Baltimore show at Meriwether. It might have been Meriwether Post Pavilion. And old Denzel the dragon sort of... Well, he needed a little Viagra, the inflatable. He kind of didn't come crashing down, but it came sort of, you know, imagine a giant inflatable dragon, and it's just not as full of air as it was, and then a little bit less, and it was sort of drooping, you know, never hit.
Yeah. Sort of a whiskey dick
who
dragon.
Got Denzel drunk. So, but yeah, I mean, and they had full lasers. I mean, it was, you know, Dio was at his peak then. It was just an amazing show and all that. Real quick before we play it, the album cover art is art by Robert Florshacky. I can't fucking pronounce it. But the inscription, there's an inscription around the perimeter that reads "Fini Personium." Yeah. Reperio tibi, it's Latin. I'm speaking Latin. I went to school today. I'm speaking Latin. Check it out. Fini per somnium reperi tibi sacra cor venetius ostium avram, which translates roughly, and I'm serious.
Oh, are we going back? Oh, Dio, what does it translate to?
Along the borders of dreams, I found for you the sacred, poisonous heart and golden door.
Thank you.
Wow, thank you, Dio, for explaining that. Wow, to thank come you. All the way from to the Shabby grave. Road.
Yeah, I came from beyond.
From
to
beyond.
See you fuckers.
Yeah.
I came from beyond to see you fuckers.
That's what I meant.
Shall we drop it?
Yes, drop it. All side right, one, on. Track two. I want to play the title track. You know what? The title track's too long. Let's. I'm going to call an audible.
Okay.
Track one, side one.
King of Rock and Roll.
You know what? It's a little quicker and it rocks a little harder. But I wanted to play Sacred Heart just because it's so... Totally Dio. But this one rocks too. Right. So let's do that one. Yeah, it's a couple minutes shorter. Yeah, if you listen to the crowd, you can hear me going.
Summer in the city, just about to smoke.
Yes, they love Ronnie James Dio. That was actually King of Rock and Roll. I pulled an audible. I feel bad about that.
Don't feel bad about that. It's a great song.
Yeah, you know, I was going to play the title track, which is so typically dunk 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 dunk. You know, Dio, and I just
be
yeah, and I just I'm glad I did that.
Hello.
Hal liked it. As long as Hal likes it. So that was King of Rock and Roll from the Sacred Heart album by Dio, Warner Brothers, August 1985. Yes, sir. What do you got, Ryan?
All right, so is it my turn?
Yes.
Okay.
Top that. You have the Ramones version of Spider-Man. Spider-Man does whatever a spider can. Right? Don't you?
I've got Queen's Flash Gordon. No.
That's good.
Remember the guitarist Rick Parfitt of Status Quo?
Status! Quo!
Going back a few episodes, we played some Status Quo. And he once jokingly said in a television interview that he's like, he always says the phrase like, quite right. Like Supertramp would say like, quite right?
Right, right.
Quite right. You're bloody well right kind of thing.
All right.
And he's like, I'm going to name my next band Quite Right. Well, there was a young guy in America.
Oh, no, don't say Quiet Riot. Are you fucking kidding? If you say Kevin Dubrow.
Just throw it over to him.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
No,
there
dude,
it is. Quiet Riot.
Stained the walls of this sacred shithole with your... Quiet, not so right. Oh, I'm not even going to touch it. I don't want it. I don't want to see it.
We're going to play Breathless by Quiet Riot from the Mental Health album on Pasha Records 1983.
Ryan, dude, why are you doing... I'm bringing Tall next week, you motherfucker. Dude, I'm bringing Tall, Sparks, and Tall. You fucking watch. You fucking watch, dude.
Listen to how angry.
Oh,
wow, you need to go into the anger management with Hal.
You fat bitch.
Yeah. Thanks, Hal. Thanks for getting my back.
Formed in 1973 in L.A.
Really, dude?
With the bro. Come on, there's good songs on here.
I'm sure there's... Oh, there's
one. It's called Breathless.
How can it be?
There's another one. I was always thinking maybe Breathless or... Thunderbird, which is written about Randy Rhoads. Now, because he was the guitar player in Quiet Riot, because of the wonderful things he does. I know, everybody's thinking it. I might as well throw it. Thank you.
Oh, Ryan, I can't get mad at you.
I can't stay mad at you. So they're one of the most successful bands on the Sunset Strip back in the early 70s, right? But they couldn't find a record deal. So finally... Sony signed them, and they released a couple of albums, but only in Japan, right? That's Quiet Riot 1 in 1977 and Quiet Riot 2 in 1978. Well, guess what? Kevin Dubrow doesn't necessarily get along with the bass player, and so the bass player quits, and they hire this guy, Rudy Sarzo.
Prettiest bass player in rock.
So that's a good get, right? That's pretty good.
Yeah.
So, I mean, at this time, Rudy Sarzo is not super well known. He's not the Rudy Sarzo of today.
He's looking for a gig.
He's looking for a gig. Yeah. You know, this band's got a deal. They're big in Japan. Well, not huge, but they've at least got records out
in Japan.
So, but 1979 was not a very good year for Quiet Riot because Randy Rhoads hooks up with Ozzy and makes a couple of, you know, somewhat historic records with Ozzy Osbourne. Because that whole Quiet Riot thing really wasn't panning out. I mean, it was just like, well, let's go over to Japan. We do a couple shows. We come back. And have you ever heard Liz, have you ever heard the Quiet Riot albums from the 70s with Randy Rhoads on them?
No.
No. Lisa? Ricky? Mm-mm. JD? Yes. What do you think of them, JD?
I like the early stuff.
You like it? It's okay. It's, you know, it's cool if you're a Randy Rhoads fan. Like, Jimmy plays guitar, as do I. And so, like, we're kind of nuts for Randy Rhoads, I imagine, you know. So it's cool to hear Randy playing, but I don't think the songs are really there, you know, at all on those first two records. But they are cool in the sense that they're 1970s rock, you know.
Yeah, that they are.
So, So that ended Quiet Riot when Randy Rhoads left in 1979 to join Ozzy Osbourne's band. Kevin Dubrow forms a band that he decides to call Dubrow.
Jesus Christ.
Bangs around the L.A. scene for a while, but he finds some pretty good players in Carlos Carvazo. He's all right, and a great drummer.
Absolutely. Yes.
Yes. Can you give it up to the drummer Frankie Benali?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So
a New York boy, by the way.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He must have been a transplant, you know. So he's working on this Dubrow thing, and I think he's making sort of these inroads to make, you know, get a record deal, and he ends up signing with this Pasha. So, of course, we lost Randy Rhoads in that plane crash, and Kevin Dubrow wrote the song Thunderbird for him, which is a great song. I almost played it, but I decided to go with Breathless because it rocks a little bit more. The drums are there. I know you like Frankie Benali. He calls up Rudy Sarzo, who was also in Ozzy's band, remember. So not only did Randy Rhoads leave the band Quiet Riot in 1979, but Rudy Sarzo leaves as well.
Smart.
So that's...
You know how the plane wreck with Randy Rhoads went down, don't you?
Oh, no.
The pilot was gone. So remember that time you were in Quiet Riot? Randy goes, fucking wreck this thing. Wreck this fucking plane.
Too soon.
Oh, stop it.
Too soon.
Just
too
fucking
soon.
Take this thing down.
Jimmy,
Mayday.
Too soon?
Mayday.
Too soon. He's laughing over there on the couch.
Randy's going, oh, fuck, really?
If I may quote one of your one of my favorite A.D. Adams moments or joke, it's really just a joke, but we were slated to do this thing at the Whiskey A Go-Go, which was like an award ceremony where they're gonna give Rudy Sarzo an award, and we get to present Rudy Sarzo the award. And you jokingly here at Shabby Road before we left for L.A. and everything like that, you made the joke that the first thing you would do when, hey, oh, A.D., this is Rudy Sarzo, and that you would just go, give that to Kevin Dubrow, when Kevin Dubrow was still alive.
But sadly, he died the week of the awards ceremony.
He did. Kevin Dubrow did die, yes. Yeah.
So I had to get up on stage and I did I awarded.
You were tactful.
I didn't write a speech. I just went, I love this fucking guy. I'm like dropping the F-bomb at this award.
It was a.
I'm giving him a lifetime.
Thank God it wasn't
award.
A wedding toast because there were a lot of obscenities in there.
It was
it was like Hal on a tear.
I think I sounded like Spicoli going, dude, if I had a band. Well, I'm in a band, but if I had a band. That guy would be my bass player. Yeah, and I was just hammered. But if I, anyway, fucking Rudy Sarzo.
So, you know, Rudy's got nothing to do. Ozzy's whole camp is sort of in shambles because of the tragedy that happened.
Yeah.
So Kevin Dubrow's like, dude, I got a record deal. So I got songs.
Slade songs.
Okay. Yes, you are correct. Yes, they do have some Slade songs that they want to record, but they got some good original music in there too. Stuff that sort of the cream of the crop that they've been writing since 1974.
Nope.
So it turns out that they had a good time recording together, and Frankie and Rudy kind of got together and were digging, working on this project. It was a nice sort of. Imagine Rudy Sarzo was coming from working under Sharon's Osbourne's thumb at this point. So he's probably welcoming this, and he's kind of coming home as sort of somewhat of a champion, right? To Kevin Dubrow. Like he's like, dude, I just got off the road with Ozzy. And so what you got?
I ran into him last year at NAMM and this past year at NAMM too.
He's one of the sweetest guys.
A nice guy.
Did he remember your horrible introduction?
I reminded him, and he goes, gave me a big hug. He's like, get the fuck away from me, dude.
There was only one problem with Rudy Sarzo returning to the Quiet Riot camp, is that they already had a bass player. And, of course, he was unceremoniously sacked, the poor guy. Hey, Rudy called and said, what you doing, Kevin? And I'm like, oh, I'll have you.
Rudy, our new bass player, called to replace you. You know Rudy Sarzo, he's real good.
So into the studio they go. The classic lineup of Quiet Riot is set, and they're cranking out a little record called Mental Health, which is what I brought here tonight. And it's the first American metal album to reach number one on the U.S. Billboard charts. Huh? Here's the sound of one hand clapping. Okay. Okay. Hey, sit down, AD. Come on. Would it help you to know that the Quiet Riot Mental Health album overtook Police Synchronicity?
That helps, knowing that no, it's a
actually,
Slade
Synchronicity
song.
Is a better record.
So, what was the first single they?
But it was. Would it help you to know that it was toppled off the number one slot by Lionel Richie's "Can't Slow Down" album?
Okay, yes.
There's some
fucking
poetic
shitty
justice
cut.
In
I don't
there.
Even like Lionel Richie, but yeah, yes. So, what was the first single released off this album, Ryan? Won't you tell the people?
It would be "Come On, Feel the Noise," which is a cover of a Slade song.
Let me tell you about the first time I heard that song. We were pulling, it was winter, okay?
Sit back, children, and listen.
It was winter time, and we were playing, we were on tour, Monarch was on tour. We pulled up to it's still open, the Penny Arcade in Rochester, New York, and it's snowing outside. The truck was there, the crew had been unloading, and the band van pulled up. And just as we're pulling into the back parking lot, the loading area of the Penny Arcade in Rochester, I heard this boom, gah! Do God come on, feel it? And I'm going, what? Whoa. You know, and I'm a huge Slade fan. And this was the first time I'd heard this. Well, what is this, right? And I go, that's "Come On, Feel the Noise." So I crank it. And it's on this local radio station. I'm going, they're playing Slade. And I'm going, but that, wait a minute, that's not Slade. And then they get into it. I go, maybe it's this weird bootleg, but who would play that? And I'm going, oh, it's a college station. I'm running all these things through my head, you know? And then I'm going, God, they sound like shit. This fucking song, Jesus fuck, what happened? And God, this is awful.
I disagree.
And dude, I'm telling you, that was my first experience. I thought it was a bad version of Slade. And I was like, what the fuck, dude?
You blew it!
Yeah. Dude, I was
got to admit that I secretly like their cover of "Come On, Feel the Noise." I think it's a good cover.
What did they do? They didn't do anything different.
They added just all kinds of different things in there.
Like reverb and shit.
No.
And suckness.
What they have on the snare drum that you hate?
I ain't farting on no snare drum.
Boom.
Ow.
Boom.
Okay. No, but there's that whole, the solo section's great. Carlos Carvazho kind of makes it his own. I thought it was a good cover. I'm sorry. I liked it.
You don't have to be sorry for that. I mean, I'm just, I don't know.
Yeah, you do.
And then what do they follow it up with?
Well, that's where I have an issue. "Mama, We're All Crazy Now," which is another Slade song.
Yeah, come on, man. See, right? Come on, you guys.
But you have to remember that this album, Mental Health, is actually not that bad because the only cover that's on it is that one Slade cover. Mental Health is an original song. Breathless, which
but
I'm about to play.
That didn't come out?
There's good stuff on this record that you've forgotten about. I bet you haven't dug. Well, you. I'm speaking to our listeners, not you directly, although I'm looking at you because I know that you just as soon take that record and smash it over your knee.
I would.
Or flush
would
it down the toilet.
Ryan McKay, we're friends, man. I would kindly hand it back to you and ask you not to bring it back, perhaps. Curb your dog, if you will. This, you've left. It's left shit all over the studio.
Are you referring to me?
So,
and
listen,
my canine genitalia.
If Carlos Cavazo would have put a Super Yob costume on or dressed like King Tut or a fruit salad, I'd be going, all right, they're a Slade tribute band, and I get it. But Jesus Christ, man, you put out two Slade singles?
Well,
and
I got to admit that,
God,
that the first one's good. The second one was
crap. It's crip.
It's right. Well, only because you've already mined that, you know. That you've already mined it, so don't do it again. It's absolute the worst things about the music industry is like, oh well, this worked, let's do it again.
It's like
on the album Condition Critical, which was horrible.
Turn the other cheek, man. He, you know, they poked me in the eye, and I went ah, and they poked me in the other eye. I mean, you bastards, you two Slade songs, and that's what you got. Fuck you.
No, they've got
Quiet
this
Riot.
Record. This record's all right.
I said that. Come on, fuck you, Quiet Riot.
So get that drop.
Come on. I mean, you know what? I do dislike Quiet Riot. I don't like them. I like Rudy Sarzo.
Yeah, come
and
on.
And I like Frank. I like, okay.
You like Frankie Benelli. You can't have anything against Carlos Cavazo.
Yeah, but what are they doing? What are they fucking doing? Come on. Ryan, let's get a band together and let's just play like Aladdin Sane album and then drinking.
Well, with that great introduction, I bet you all cannot wait to hear Breathless by Quiet Riot from the Mental Health album AD I want you to put on that record. You take that record out.
I'll put this
you
record on.
You take it out. I want to see you manhandle that record. It's side two, track one.
I feel like the Donner Party heading out to the West in the harsh winter.
Yeah, you know you want to. Come on, get over there. Get over there and put it. Look.
It burns. It burns.
It's burning his hands.
The vinyl is touching me.
I want you to sit and listen to this song and tell me it's not a good song.
It's not a good song.
It's sit and listen to it.
All right.
Come on. You got this. Right, you can do it. Can put all your prejudices aside and put it on.
Come on!
And that's Quiet Riot, leaving us all breathless in here arguing about it. What'd you think, AD? Wasn't it great?
Yeah. Fucking yeah.
So angry.
Yeah. Best show ever, I think, until that.
Says the guy that just played fucking Batman.
Batman. Dude, that was awesome. That was awesome.
So I guess that's it for us. The mystery boxes are empty. We are screaming, fighting, all six of us here tonight. Is there six? One, two, three. Yeah, six. Yeah. Oh, man. Jimmy found some interesting things on the internet while we were listening to Breathless. What was it you found? Come over here. Get on the mic. Move, Ricky.
We might have a new technical director here.
Yes,
we have to get Jimmy on.
I think he's hired.
Yeah.
DeBrow and Benally hated the song and they didn't want to do it, and they purposely made a poor effort during the recording it so that the label would not want to release it.
Well, if I'd have been the label, I'd have said, good job, guys. Continue being a waiter.
I think it's a good version. I think they add some cool stuff to it. I'm clearly in the minority. I am the only person that thinks that's good.
Two words. Yeah. Bloody fucking awful. Awful. I'm a Slade fan. It's just like a stick in the eye.
I didn't know from Slade.
Yeah.
When I heard it. When I was 12.
What's a Slade?
I didn't know from Slade.
Now we're back in.
What's this? I'm supposed to know every act from the 1970s. I didn't know from Slade.
Why do I want to call Mikey Bones now too?
Because hey, I'm doing Ant and the Aardvark.
Yeah.
Or no.
Jackie Mason.
Yeah. Aardvark, yeah. Jackie Mason.
God, what kind of show are we doing?
I don't know.
Hey guys, a portion of the Shabby Road Record Show is brought to you by alltheworldsastage.net. For all your bands and company merchandise needs, click on alltheworldsastage.net and never pay screen charges for orders of more than 24 items. There are no PMS or flash charges either. Mention Shabby Road Record Show and you'll receive 10% off on your order. alltheworldsastage.net.